Maybe rewinding a little bit in our conversation, you mentioned we were talking just briefly about the celebration of Texas, which was probably leaned into Texan history and Neiman Marcus history a little bit more. And I'm particularly curious about that because I've read a little bit about like the fashion show that Stanley Marcus helped plan for the Texas Centennial. So I feel like Stanley Marcus was always really invested in an idea of what Texas is. So I can only
Right.
imagine what it was like for you to play off some of that history and, you know, the bigness of everything that is Texas.
Well, you know, here's a little story. Stanley, when we did Texas the Crossroads as a fortnight, Stan Mayfield, have you heard of the name Stan Mayfield?
It
Have
sounds
you heard that
familiar
mention?
in places.
Okay, well, Stan was actually like the chief marketing officer. Alvin Colt was more the creative. But back when we did Texas the Crossroads, you know, even though Stanley wasn't involved in the business, he was consulted all the time. And I wasn't there when this happened, but I was told about it. So I think it was maybe Stan Mayfield who was telling Stanley about the idea of celebrating Texas, because remember, Stanley did all the countries. And so the way it was told to me, you know, Stanley was sitting at that point, he was probably, you know, well into his 80s, and he was kind of sitting there and he was listening, you know, to the whole pitch, because there was a whole pitch that was given to him, presentation. And they said he just looked up and he smiled and he said, Texas, you know, he said, that's one country that I never thought of doing. And that was his way of, you know, approving it. And it's cute the way he said it. That's one country I never thought of doing, because he was there. You know, for him, he celebrated Texas every day, but we were doing it in an official way, kind of. So that was cute.
That's such a great Mr. Stanley story.
Well, yeah, and I had the pleasure of, you know, getting to know him very superficially. You know, but I did one thing once. So we were walking in the downtown store. You've been in the downtown store, obviously. On the men's floor, you see the elevator wall? It's covered in leather squares. You ever notice that? Right. So I'm walking with Mr. Stanley, you know, we're walking slowly, and, you know, he's telling me stories and all this kind of stuff. And I said, you know, Mr. Marcus, wasn't it controversial when you did the elevator wall, the walls here in leather? And he looked at me and he said, "Dear Ignaz," he said, "cows is one thing that's not in short supply in Texas." He said, "No, it was not a problem." And I was like, "Oh my God, how funny!" Here I'm thinking it's exotic. He's like, "It's cowhide, Ignaz. There's plenty of cows."
So great.
Well, he was neat though. He was an amazing man. To be able to say that I got, you know, I had lunch with him and dinner with him and several times, you know, just amazing man.